கௌர் பிரேமானந்தே ஹரி ஹரி போல். ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஜய ஓம் விஷ்ணுபாத் பரமஹம்ச பரிபிராஜகாச்சார்ய அஷ்டோத்தரிஷது ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீமான் அபய சரணாரவிந்த பக்திவேதாந்த ஸ்வாமி பிரபுபாத் கீ ஜய். இஸ்கான் ஃபவுண்டர் ஆச்சார்ய ஹிஸ் டிவைன் கிரேஸ் ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத் கீ ஜய். ஜய ஓம் விஷ்ணுபாத் பரமஹம்ச பரிபிராஜகாச்சார்ய அஷ்டோத்தரிஷது ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீமான் பக்தி சித்தாந்த சரஸ்வதி தாக்கூர் கீ ஜய். ஜய ஓம் நித்தலீலா பிரவிஷ்ட ஸ்ரீல கௌர் கிஷோர் தாஸ் பாபாஜி மகாராஜ் கீ ஜய். ஜய ஓம் நித்தலீலா பிரவிஷ்ட ஸ்ரீல ஜகன்நாத் தாஸ் பாபா பக்தி வினோத் தாக்கூர் கீ ஜய. ஜய ஓம் நித்தலீலா பிரவிஷ்ட ஸ்ரீல சச்சிதானந்த பக்திவினோத் தாக்கூர் கீ ஜய. ஜய ஓம் நித்தலீலா பிரவிஷ்ட வைஷ்ணவ் சார்வபௌம ஸ்ரீல ஜகன்நாத் தாஸ் பாபாஜி மகாராஜ் கீ ஜய். ஷட் கோஷாமி பிரபுவான் கீ ஜாய. பிரேம் சகோ ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார சிவா சதி கௌர் பிரபு கீ ஜாய். ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ராதா கிருஷ்ண கோபோபிநாத் ஷியாம் குண்ட ராதா குண்ட கிரி கோவர்தன் கீ ஜாய். ஸ்ரீ விருந்தாவன் தாம் கீ ஜாய். ஸ்ரீ மதுரா தாம் கீ ஜாய். ஸ்ரீ ஜெகநாத் புரி தாம் கீ ஜாய். ஸ்ரீ மாயாபூர் நவதீப் தாம் கீ ஜாய். கங்கா மாய கீ ஜாய். ஜமுனா மாய கீ ஜாய். பக்தி தேவி கீ ஜாய். துளசி மகாராணி கீ ஜாய். ஹரிநாம் சங்கீர்த்தன் கீ ஜாய். சமவேத பக்த விருந்த கீ ஜாய். கௌர் பிரேமானந்தே ஹரி ஹரி. ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு தி அசெம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ். ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு தி அசெம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ். All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Shri Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Muti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shrinavadi Paschatta Vishwatarine. ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத் ஹரே கிருஷ்ண. ஐ ஸ்டார்டட் டு கிவ் இனிஷியேஷன் at a time when quite a few spiritual masters in ISKCON had spiritual difficulties. When I saw that such advanced, committed, sincere devotees had spiritual difficulty, I realized that while assuming this role, I have to be very, very careful. Therefore, right from the beginning, I was very cautious and even reluctant to some extent to have big worship, big fanfare, but although I tried to avoid, but it was not possible. But very fortunately, I had a very good occasion to celebrate on that day, the day of my birth. Also happens to be the day when Srila Prabhupada arrived in America. And that's why I started to celebrate that day as a token of my appreciation for Srila Prabhupada in the form of celebrating his arrival in America. I started to celebrate that day as Prabhupada Memorial Festival, as we have been celebrating today. But still, I cannot completely avoid this celebration of Vyas Puja, because I can see that there is a need for disciples to worship their spiritual masters. Of course, the actual way, the actual celebration is to appreciate the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva, express our gratitude to Srila Vyasadeva. The spiritual master is a representative of Srila Vyasadeva. Why? Because Vyasadeva is the literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God. The literary incarnation means the Lord Himself appeared or empowered. Vyasadeva is an empowered incarnation of the Lord. Shaktavesh avatar. To systematically present the Vedic wisdom for the benefit of this age of Kali. The age of Kali is a very degraded age when people do not have any kind of inclination towards spiritual activity. People will be so much caught up with their struggle for existence. This has been described in Srimad Bhagavatam in a fourfold way. The first thing is, the people in the age of Kali will have a very short span of life. They will be very lazy. They'll be very unfortunate. They'll be very much afflicted with misfortune. And on top of everything, they will be constantly troubled by natural calamities. Prayanal Payusha Shabhya Kalavashmin Yugejana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagahi Upatrita. So this is the condition of the people of the age of Kali. But Krishna consciousness, but the understanding of the spiritual reality is a very difficult topic. It's a difficult topic because this is beyond our sense perception. It is beyond our intellectual domain. It is beyond our senses, it is beyond our mind, it is beyond our intellect. So there is no way one can actually perceive the spiritual reality, comprehend the spiritual reality. Therefore, Krishna Himself gave the Vedas at the time of creation. He gave it to Brahma And in a place, disciplic succession, this wisdom was flowing, this Krishna consciousness was flowing. But in the age of Kali, it became very difficult because the subject is so vast. Bhurini, Bhuri Karmani, Shvatabhani, Vikalasa. It's a very vast topic. And until and unless one has a total understanding of the subject, one will not be able to grasp the ultimate purpose of this persuasion. So that's why Krishna made this arrangement to simplify the subject. And that's why he appeared as Srila Vasudev. At the beginning of the age of Kali, Vasudev made this presentation. He systematically divided the Vedas. Then he gave, then he presented the Upanishads, Purans, Itihash, Dharma Shastra. And then finally he gave the Vedanta Sutra. And then upon Narad Muni's instruction, he gave the natural commentary of the Vedanta Sutra in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this systematic presentation of the Vedic wisdom, to make it understandable by the very dull-witted people of the age of Kali, Vasudev made this presentation. And that's why we are able to understand this topic. Prabhupada very clearly pointed out that there are two streams. One stream is Upanishad and the other stream of Vedic wisdom is Puran. And the Upanishad ultimately culminates into Gita Upanishad. Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dogdha Gopala Nandanaha Vatsya Partha Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahat. So this is one stream. Upanishad stream ultimately culminating into this Gita Upanishad or Bhagavad Gita, which is the essence of all Upanishads. This has been described in this way, that all the Upanishads have been compared to a cow. And the cowherd boy, Gopal, Nandan, Krishna, milked that cow. And this cow gave the milk, making Arjun as the object of his calf. For the sake of the calf, the cows give milk. For the sake of Arjun, Krishna milks all the Vedas, all the Upanishads, and the milk that came, the nectarian milk is Bhagavad Gita. And the other branch is Puran, and in that branch, out of 18 Puranas, the ultimate Puran is Amal Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigamo Kalpatarur Galitam Phalam Sukamukhad Amrita Dravasamhitam. So, this essence of all the Puran is the Amal Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ripened fruit of the desire tree of the Vedas, which has on top of that been blended with the nectar from the lotus mouth of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. So these are the two essential scriptures, which is giving us the essence of the entire Vedic wisdom. And this has been possible because of Srila Vasudev's presentation. He gave the Bhagavad Gita in Mahabharata, and he himself gave Srimad Bhagavatam which is the natural commentary of the Vedanta Sutra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed the same theme. His preaching is based on Bhagavad Gita and essentially Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has summarized Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift in the former, in this verse, that Aradha Bhagavan Vrajeshvatanay. The supreme worshipable personality of Godhead is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Stadhama Vrindavanam. His abode is Vrindavan. This way he is making it clear that this is not the Krishna of Mathura or Krishna of Dwarka. Not Vasudev Krishna. Not Vasudev Devaki Nandan Krishna. But Vrajendra Nandan Krishna is the supreme personality of God. Aradha Bhagavan Vrajeshvatana. Emphatically he is making a point. Vrajeshvatana. The son of Nanda Maharaj. And Stadhama Vrindavan, his abode is Vrindavan. Ramma Kachi Dupashana Prajabodhu Vargena Jakulpita. The way the cowherd themselves of Vrindavan have worshipped him, that is the highest form of worship of the Supreme Personality of God. Ramma Kachi Dupashana Brajavadhu Vargena Jagam. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. The spotless Quran, Srimad Bhagavatam, is the proof. And Prema Pumartha Mahan, the ultimate goal of life, is to develop this Krishna brain. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. This is the teaching and conclusion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually churned out all the teachings of Srila Vyasadev and presented in this very systematic theme. One is Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And when Srila Prabhupada came, he also gave the same presentation. His teachings were principally based on Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and naturally Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in this way we see that our acharyas very systematically churned out the essential teachings of Srila Vyasadeva and presented it to the people for their ultimate spiritual benefit. So that is why those who are in this disciplic succession, they are Srila Vyasadeva's bona fide representatives. They are Vyasadeva's representatives. And representative means whatever comes to them, they offer it to the principal. Like an agent. Like there is an agent of Sony in Calcutta. What does the agent do? The agent supplies Sony goods. And when people want to get Sony goods, what do? They come to that shop, they pay the money, buy the goods. And what do the trade, the agent do? When he sells it, he sends the money back to the principal, Sony. So a spiritual master, a spiritual teacher in this line has that responsibility. He is a transparent via medium. Transparent means nothing stops in him, just passes through both ways. The goods are delivered and the payment is sent back. That is the transference. And in a way, it is not only that transparency. They are not just a transparent glass, but a spiritual master in this line is a transparent lens. Lens is also glass. It is transparent, but on top of that, what it does, it enhances the vision. Meaning, it brings the object from a distance close to us. The distant object becomes visible. The object that was not otherwise visible by the bare eye, when we have the lens in our, between our eyes and the object, like a telescope, the distant object which is not visible becomes visible to the eyes. So that is the responsibility of the spiritual master. That's what the spiritual master does. The spiritual reality is a very distant object. But as a powerful lens, he brings that object close to us so that it becomes visible to us. That is how it is by the mercy of the spiritual master that one can perceive the objects of the spiritual reality, or the object of the spiritual reality, Krishna. So that is why, in one hand, he is simply offering the teachings of Vasudev through this series of bona fide spiritual masters in the parampara. They are like, all are the transparent via medium. Transparent via media. Not only just ordinary transparent media, but the media that enhances the vision. It's there between us and the and Krishna. But it's becoming possible to see Krishna through them. That is why this day is considered to be Vasudev's worship. And this Vasudev worship is also Guru's worship. Guru Puja. But how does the Guru feel? Guru doesn't think that I have become a Guru and it is my puja. The Guru thinks it is my Guru's puja. It's not my puja, but it is my Guru's puja. That is the meaning of his transparency. Whatever is coming to him, he is just offering it to the spiritual. And that is how one becomes bona fide, and that is our line. Whatever comes to us is simply due to the mercy of our spiritual master, and it is due to him. It is meant for him. Whatever worship is there, it should immediately go to him. So that is the worship that we are here to conduct today. And I feel very happy that we started this Guru Puja in a very wonderful way this morning through Srila Prabhupada Memorial Festival. Some devotees told me that today's program was even better than Srila Prabhupada's Vasudev Puja. It's understandable that after Janmashtami, Srila Prabhupada's Vasudev Puja is not properly celebrated. Everybody becomes tired after Janmashtami. And Prabhupada's Vasudev Puja is not really conducted in such a grand way. And I was very happy to hear that somehow we have been able to glorify Srila Prabhupada properly, and his devotees are pleased about that. Thank you all very much. All glories to you. Vansha Kalpatari Khashya Kripa Sindhu Khayi Vacha Patitanam Pavanithyo Vaishnavithyo Namo.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Bani Pani. Just one few words about the Vyaspuja book. So, in the early days, there used to be, in simple words I'll say, that they used to spend a lot of money to print this Vyaspuja book. And so I actually stopped them from spending money like that, and stopped printing Vyaspuja books. So then they started to take all the offering and just make one or two copies in spiral binding. Just one copy or two copies. This year also they printed just two copies of this book. And they just collect, I mean, since we have a printing press here, it seems that they got all these four color prints. And, but they printed only two copies. I think two copies? Two copies. Yeah, and Padmapani actually took the responsibility to print this book. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Let the senior devotees, God brothers and God sisters speak something. Yeah. Give the mic. Chair there?
Yeah.
Please sit down. Yeah, let's have some chair.
So today
Thank you.
I don't know. And sometimes I know that the difficulties
For South Africa. It says valid, my passport said valid for all countries except South Africa. So I didn't dare to go there, but Shamlal Prabhu made all the arrangements. And Shamlal Prabhu had been a very close friend since my early days in ISKCON. Actually, those days Shamlal Prabhu was a very big devotee. He was a very big collector, and he used to cultivate the devotee, cultivate many, many important people, and that's what he always does. Like, all over the world, he has cultivated so many important people, and not only just made acquaintances with them, he has continuously taken care of them. And I feel very fortunate to have a wonderful God brother like Shamlal Prabhu, who is very, very close to me. As he mentioned, like on this day of Prabhupada Memorial Day, he's always there wherever I celebrate it. Thank you so much, Shamlal Prabhu. Actually, collector is a wrong expression I think I used. Actually, the expression I should have used is preacher. Shamlal Prabhu is a very, very powerful and a very effective preacher. especially the way he cultivates people. He really takes care of them, whoever gets close to him. And as a result of that, they also become very close to Shyamalal Prabhu and take care of him in a most wonderful way. Thank you.
Miles, Don't get forever. Krishna,
daily job.
My team virtual master, 5 PM presentation
Well, I'm seeing the concept of the social
They have to have a certain need for tenderness and compassion. তারা রাত্রি তারা কাজে Thank you. Thank you.
মনে হয় নেই। You can sit down.
हम स्वयं को ही जानते हैं। Yeah.